Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Straw Hut Media.
AJ was like, I don't hear Frank anymore. And I was like, well, you don't have your headphones on. AJ.
Emil.
We're not the only couple on the podcast today.
I know. This is exciting.
Is this our first couple?
Couple, yes. Not our first duo, but our first couple. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Listen, Dr. Michael and his husband, Matt.
Yes.
They travel the world. They're adorable gays. They're more than just pretty faces. And they're on our pod.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot. Speaking of traveling, the secret that that Matt reveals at the very end of this pod, it'll blow your mind.
Yes. And there's just visuals that come along with it.
And we also get into some serious stuff.
Absolutely.
We dig into actually, because, you know, we have some depth to us. Say that word, Emil, depth.
You'll understand that if you listen.
But also, we dig into relationships and religion and the queerness of it all.
It gets deep.
We cover a lot.
And we reveal lots of mess, as always. And as one messenger said in the past, you know, it's a little bit of a therapy session. All right, let's get into the pod. All right, so you know we always have to highlight our favorite messenger of the week. If you want to be a messenger, all you have to do is go to iTunes, rate, comment, and subscribe. 5 stars, please. And you may be a messenger. AJ, who do we have this week?
Well, this week, our messenger of the week is DevaBooLulu5880. I think I know who that is, actually. DevaBoo said, entertaining pod, so incredibly entertaining. Love the dynamic between AJ and Emil.
Can I tell you something?
They're really good at talking.
We are really good. I ran into Garcelle at DeRill recently. And she talked about, one, how excited or how much fun she had on the pod.
What?
But then she said that she loved our energy together and our chemistry. And she said, quote, it's sexy.
It's sexy?
So.
Well, Garcelle's sexy.
Yeah, we love her.
I had a dream about her the other night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because we just had her on the pod. If you haven't listened
probably
to the episode, go ahead and
go
give
listen.
That a listen. We get into Real Housewives tea and all that stuff. Anyway, thank you, DevaBoo, for being our messenger of the week. Should we start off, before we introduce our guest, confessing some mess that just happened?
Sure. Oh, we should confess all the mess, because should I just confess your mess?
Okay.
Or you? I want to hear your take on this. I want to hear how you describe what has happened to you in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
I'm really curious.
I don't know about the last 24 hours. We can just talk about the last hour. So
shouldn't we start with yesterday, though? I think we should.
Yesterday. I forgot about that.
Our dog is coming to say hi. Kingston, go
Kingston,
sit down.
Get away
we
from the wire,
just
please.
The right time and please climb into the wire.
Lay down.
We went to celebrate Emil's best friend who got married the day before on Zoom. So we decided we would go take them to brunch, have a good time. Emil decided he would have 4 carafes of bottomless mimosa.
I did.
So Emil.
Okay, wait, pause. To be fair. Kingston, first of all, I really need you to lay down, buddy. Get away from my mic. Oh, wow.
That's the dog hitting the mic.
Go lay down. Go lay down.
So you go take care of him. I want to tell the story.
Okay, no, let me tell them, because you're going to sit here and say things that aren't true. So what happened? Oh, I guess it is true. When I got the first carafe, I thought that it tasted just like orange juice, and I didn't really see any bubbles. So I was like, literally told the waitress, I was like, can I get one that has less orange juice?
Because so she gave you what you asked for.
She did give me what I asked for. And then by carafe 3, it all just started to taste the same.
Yeah.
And then
by hour 4 of the brunch, I was ready to go, and Emil was ordering another round of food. He got some gnocchi as a mid-afternoon snack.
Yeah.
And I
regret that.
We had our dog with us, Kingston, and had to go get him food because he ran out and he hadn't had breakfast yet. So I throw his butt in the car.
And
we drive to Malibu to find this dog food.
Pacific Palisades.
Okay,
go off.
Whatever. And then at 4 o'clock, 2 blocks from our home, Emil says, can I get out of the car? I think I need to walk. And I said, if you throw up outside and embarrass yourself, I swear to God. He did not. He waited till 10 minutes later, got upstairs, threw up, passed out by 4 p.m.
Anyway, I had to be up for work today at 5 a.m. This is the third thing that I'm shooting today.
Yep, hosted Amazon Live this morning, then got in the car, drove to Burbank, hosted with The Real.
Yeah.
Hit it in one take. You were hosting with Adrian today, I believe.
Yeah, Adrian today.
Emmy Award winning Adrian Bylon Houghton. Houghton.
I think it's Houghton.
I forget.
But then.
And then got home after the gym.
Yes.
Where he left his really expensive engagement ring. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, ready to go. Welcome to the show. We're super excited about
it. I feel really judged.
Our guest today, before we tell you who is on the pod today, I want to remind you that if you want to get on the pod and confess your mess, share your secrets with us, head over to confessyourmess.us. Also, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, thank you. Thank you wherever you listen. But if you listen on Apple, please give us 5 stars and write us a review. It means the world to us.
It means the world, and you'll become a messenger.
You'll become a messenger. We might even feature you on our next pod.
Yes.
Also, go follow us on all of our socials.
Sorry. Last thing, because we never do this. Also, follow the Instagram account for Confess Your Mess, Confess Your Mess Podcast.
Yep.
And the Twitter, which we never use, but at Confess Podcast.
Way to sell it.
Hey, listen.
We tweet once every 2 weeks. Okay. It's fun.
But
Twitter's
let's talk about
weird.
Our guest.
Also, go follow our next guest on Instagram.
Go follow.
Michael and Matt. We got Michael and Matt. They are a doctor and a nurse. They travel the world and share their experiences on their vlogs and on their social media. And they're fantastic. They're married. We've got to ask them some relationship questions, which is also the theme of today's episode. Yes.
Yeah. So the theme of today's episode is travel, because they travel around the world, and queer relationships.
Mm.
So that is the theme of today's secrets. Michael and Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you
guys so much.
Us.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. OK, who's Michael? Who's Matt? Just so I know.
All right.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Matt.
Perfect. And wait, who's the doctor and who's the nurse?
I'm Matt.
Who's the doctor?
I'm you're dentist.
You're a dentist and yes. You're a nurse.
Yes.
My best friend's a nurse. What kind of nurse?
I actually just graduated from school in August and I'm applying for ICU positions around Portland. So hopefully the ICU.
What a time to become a nurse. Like, it's a lot going on right now in the world.
Yeah, I mean, no, going through nursing school was pretty insane. And now also our dog is going crazy.
Wait, what kind of dog do you have? Because our dog he's the sweetest thing in the world. But every time we get on air, he's like, hey, I'm going to sit in your lap and climb through the wires.
Yeah, or he licks his balls over here.
We have a little Cavapoo. Yeah.
Oh, she's let's see.
My mom has a Cavapoo named Bailey.
She's up here.
We have to show Kingston. Kingston, come here.
Ours is also a doodle. he is. He just thinks. But he thinks he's a lap dog and he's 40 pounds. So the theme is relationships and queer relationships in particular. You guys are married. We're engaged, planning a wedding next summer. So I'm sure we're going to be asking you for some tips and some advice at some point.
Yes.
Please move him. And then also, we do want to let you know, before we trust you with our messenger's secrets and confessions, we do want to run a quick thing by you. It's called Your Mess, But Yes. It's something,
yes.
It's something in the world or in your lives that is, it's messy. But you still can't say no to it. You still say yes to it. It might be a guilty pleasure or something. And I want you to each answer this. And if you both answer honestly, then we can trust you with our messenger's messes. So who wants to go first?
Oh, my God. Okay, so my biggest guilty pleasure, I think, is watching 90 Day Fiancé right now.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Very deep into the 90 Day Fiancé universe. And we're watching episodes just about every other night. Because I honestly started watching it as a joke, because I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to like this show. This is ridiculous. And then a year and a half in, and I'm just like, I can't get enough of it. And now I'm watching all of the runoff shows of this person and that person having their own shows. And I love it. So
wait, they're spinoffs?
No, yeah, totally. My co-host, Michaela Gordon, she's obsessed with it and she talks about it all the time. And I'm like, what has happened to TLC?
It used to be amazing, I think.
First of all, you know what TLC stands for? You might be too young for this. Do you know what it stands for?
Is it the Learning Channel?
The Learning Channel.
But you're learning. What you're learning about is the dynamics of relationships and how within 90 days,
I was like, wait, I do not understand what is learning about this. I feel like my mess, but yes, it's just fast food. It's just one of those things that's never going to leave my life because I just cannot say no to it.
What's your go-to?
Yeah.
Anything but my cooking.
So
that's not true. Oh, it is though.
Okay, so this is so weird. When I was a little kid, I grew up in a really small town, and we would go to this other town to go like shopping and whatever. And for whatever reason, my dad loved Wendy's, like baked potatoes.
Live for Wendy's.
Oh yeah, cool. I grew up on those.
And so I would always get the spicy chicken and fries and a chocolate frosty, and like that is.
Like, I'm gonna tell you something, Dr. Michael. I'm gonna tell you something right now, okay? I grew up in Ohio. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. Actually, I went to the University of Toledo. I live in Columbus, right? The home of when Dave Williams, or what is her name? Wendy? What's not Wendy Williams? Dave Thomas, right? Wendy Thomas, the dad. Wendy is from Columbus, Ohio. The very first Wendy's is in Columbus, Ohio. I've been to it many, many times. It is the best fast food.
I will say those are like my favorite French fries.
Yes, they're great. So don't you ever apologize for that ever again.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are good messes. We accept those. I think it's okay to move on.
I think we're ready to do this. I think so.
Are you guys ready to listen to some of our confessions, some of our listener secrets? These are wild. If you want to laugh, if you want to give advice, if you get a little bit judgy, that's on you. We try to be a no judgment zone here at Confess Your Mess, but sometimes, let's be honest, people are disasters.
I never judge.
What's the first one?
Cry.
Okay, so for our messengers, AJ and I had a conversation the other day, and he said that I get very long-winded. And so, especially with longer secrets, he was like, you tell these side stories, which is true. We got into a little tiff about it.
Yeah, we sure did.
I am looking at the first secret. By the way, we have not seen any of these secrets yet. Nope. Our producer, Frank, they go through and they source out the best secrets based on the theme. This first secret is very long, so I'm going to let AJ read it.
Oh, yeah, please.
So go off, sis.
They're usually not. Oh, my God, that's way long.
Just
Frank, what are you doing to us?
Just to chime in for a sec, I just added this secret because it was kind of perfect and has to do with something Emil just brought up.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's not the voice of God, ladies and gentlemen. That is Frank.
Frank,
our producer.
Is this your debut on Confess Your Mess? I don't know if we've ever heard your voice.
Here I am.
Frank, don't you dare edit this out.
Oh, I won't.
Here it is. Okay. This one comes to us from Anonymous. Oh, they're always good. When they're anonymous, they don't want to tell you who, they don't even want to tell you their gender. You know it's going to be good.
Did they say a location?
No location. Wow. My husband and I were traveling out of town for vacation and had gone maybe 10 minutes on the highway before I'd started to feel nauseous. It came out of nowhere. I told my boyfriend to pull over because I was going to be sick, but he said he couldn't because we had just gotten into a bridge. I tried so hard to hold it in, but it was coming up no matter what. So I looked to find some sort of receptacle to catch it, but of course I had just cleaned out the car. That's what you do before you take a trip. Realizing this was going to happen, I didn't even think. I just cut my hands in front of my face to catch what I could.
Ew.
It spewed out of me so fast, I hardly had time to even think before I was retching in my own hands and all over the dash and floor of my car. I was in total disbelief. I just started laughing uncontrollably and couldn't seem to get a handle on myself. All the while, my BF is gagging and speeding up, trying to find a place to pull over.
Ew.
We finally exit the bridge, and he quickly pulls over and opens his door and throws up right there on the highway. I'm still laughing my ass off, and he starts laughing with me. I tell my BF to take the exit and that I'm hungry. He looks at me like I'm crazy, but complies, and we have a nice lunch at Bob Evans. Oh my God, they're from the Midwest. This may seem gross and weird, but I will say I found out I was pregnant later that month.
Whoa. So she was pregnant, so that's why she couldn't control it.
That's how she found out she was pregnant. You fellas want to have babies,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Something like this happened.
I'm like, what kind of vomit do we think this was? Was it
chunky?
I think it was definitely projectile. I love how the option was to just use her hands. I would have probably gone out the window. Yeah. And even if it flew, you can wash the car. But having it in the hand, that seems like it's going to be way more work to clean up in the car. Have you ever thrown up in a car before?
I don't think I haven't. Fun fact, I have not thrown up in 31 years.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even have a gag reflex.
What? Which comes in very handy. But when I need to throw up, if I've had too much to drink or I feel like sick, I can't make myself do it. I came home from an Oscar party a couple years back.
He was literally crawling on the floor.
Naked.
I think he was roofied because he was with one of our good friends, Cornelia. And I think they were trying to roofie her, but he drank the drink that they thought was hers. And so he came, she brought him home, thankfully. And he was literally crawling on the floor.
I was taking my clothes off in the Uber that I tried to catch in the middle of the street.
He was clenched to the toilet. And I just remember for hours, he would like move like a little inch And then he would sit there and move a little inch. She would just check on him. And I was like, he's still down on the floor.
And but she's like, you need to make him throw up. Put a toothbrush down his throat. And I was literally brushing my esophagus and nothing was happening.
Nothing worked.
Couldn't do a thing. So there's that.
Oh wait, God. So have y'all thrown up in the car before?
Yeah. Oh, in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had food poisoning in Scotland. And I was on like a tour bus going through Scotland, and they're like pointing out different landmarks and things like that, and I just upchucked everywhere in front of everyone.
God.
You know, the most vivid twice. Memory I have of throwing up was when I was like really little, and I don't know why I remember this, but I just threw up all over the entryway of my babysitter's. I don't know if it was like the goulash that she made or what.
Where are you from? Oregon?
I'm from South Dakota.
Okay, because we've now referenced Wendy's and goulash, and those are very Midwestern things. Like, I grew up on goulash. Do you know what goulash is?
No, can you please explain?
Goulash is like...
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so goulash... Tell me if it's the same thing that you eat. Goulash is basically like elbow noodles, usually.
Exactly.
And then, like, ground beef, onions, tomatoes, and, like spaghetti sauce. All just kind of like... It's kind of like a really chunky, meaty, like... deconstructed lasagna spaghetti type of dish with elbow.
So it's like hamburger helper.
Yeah, or spirally noodles, kind of.
It's essentially hamburger helper, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goulash. Yeah, I don't know what it about it, but in the Midwest.
Delicious.
Goulash.
It's so good.
To a degree, it's delicious. I haven't had it forever.
Yeah, we should make it sometime. Oddly, goulash looks exactly the same coming out as it does going down. It's the same. It doesn't really change.
And I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I just got a really bad taste in my mouth thinking about that.
No.
All right, next question.
Okay.
Or next reveal.
The next secret, anonymous male. Everyone thinks I'm a bottom, but the gag is I'm a full dom top.
Oh, okay.
What a gag.
That's the whole secret?
That's the whole secret.
Okay.
That's the whole secret.
I'm misunderstood.
Yes. Do you ever get that? Do people always try to guess? Like, the people in your lives, like, who's who, who's what?
Oh, 100%. All the time.
Are they usually right or are they usually wrong?
I think they usually guess. Right.
They don't usually guess. They just ask.
And I assume like, they're guess. And then I'm like, okay. But I want to make you wrong, but I don't know how. I don't know.
Yeah, they do it to us. Let me try to guess.
Well, obviously, Michael's the top and Matt's the bottom.
I was going to say they're both verse.
Okay. So I think Dr. Michael is like a verse top and Matt's like a verse bottom when he needs to be for Dr. Michael.
Got it.
That would be my guess.
Wow.
I think you are like 100% accurate.
Yeah. Listen, I'm the bottom whisperer. I'm going to tell you. This drives me crazy. God. I can pick everybody out all day long. And also, I need to preface that by saying like there's no judgment whatsoever because I'm a verse top, I guess, right? But like I like it every now and then. Usually on his birthday and our anniversary, he can go to town on me. That's it.
I can go to town whenever I want, just so we're clear. he says this birthday anniversary thing all the time, but...
You get those good opportunities every once in a while, you know?
Right! Gotta keep it spicy, like goulash.
Okay, but if I'm presenting as myself, a bottom, and I'm secretly a full dom top, and then you take me home or we go home together, whatever, and then I'm like, psych, I'm a top, so how does that work then? I don't think that's something that should be...
Well, that would never happen to me because I'm the bottom whisperer, so I would actually...
Well, clearly...
I would see right through the act.
Okay, but if you couldn't see through the act, like, how would that work?
I don't know. I think oftentimes, and maybe you guys can speak to this a little bit, like, you don't really know what you're into until you find out, until you experience it. I remember the first time you wore high heels, and I was kind of like, why am I kind of turned on? Like, I'm not into it, but I'm kind of into it.
Should we confess this mess?
What mess?
So let's talk about these high heels really fast, guys. So after I was laid off from a job back in 2018.
This job comes up on every pod.
Every pod. I went through a little bit of a crisis. I shaved my head. Mm-hmm. I dyed it blonde. Mm-hmm. And I was like doing my YouTube videos. And one of the videos was me dancing in heels. So these are like 4 or 5 inch heels. And they're like pointy toe or whatever. So I danced in those. One day we're at home and I put the heels on. And we had a conversation. He was like, it'll be kind of hot to have sex with the heels on. And so I was like, oh, yeah. And so then we each put a pair on.
Yeah, but I think when we actually were getting into the act, I think just you had them on.
Yeah. And then we realized it wasn't as hot.
Like, okay, this has been going on. We're not really into this. Like, it's in theory, it sounds like it could be hot. And then I was like, no, just take them off. Let's just do it old school, old fashioned.
Yeah.
I love this mess.
Have you ever worn heels, either of you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy. But that was easy, yes.
Only like, I mean, only for short periods of time. I haven't worn them for like an entire evening, you know?
Wait, Dr. Michael is not?
I outfit, but I'm open to it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See, we're learning some things today. So you have to get him a pair of heels.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the learning heels. Channel. Give me a pair of heels.
I will.
I will tell you that we had Christmas. A group of friends
we'll over. I'll open it at Christmas. We'll put them on. We'll strut around the house. We'll, you know, take pictures with the niece and nephew. It'll be great.
Yes.
I love it. Well, listen, we had a group of friends over one night and a bunch of gays after dinner. We went for a little kiki and came back to play like Jackbox or something. And all of a sudden those heels came out and every single gay put them on and lived their best lives.
Yeah. And some of them had some big feet and they were stretching out my heels. So I don't know why. I must have had enough drinks to think. And that's kind of nasty.
And also a couple of them had fierce walks too.
They did. But also that's nasty. I had multiple men in my shoes.
No, listen, I think we should walk on into a break real quick. We've got some more secrets when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Let's just confess your mess.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mess. All right, welcome back to Confess Your Mess. We've got a dentist and a nurse today.
We do.
You want to tell them who it is?
We have Michael and Matt. You can follow them on Instagram at Michael and Matt. Our brain keeps wanting to say Matt and Michael for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why, but Michael and Matt also flows off the tongue.
Yeah. You should really rethink all of your branding right now because we can't get it right.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say you guys should get custom M&Ms, but you don't have to. You could just get the regular M&Ms and it would be custom for you because you're M&M.
We had M&Ms at our wedding.
There may have been M&Ms at our wedding.
I mean, it makes sense. Next secret, anonymous male. I identify as pansexual, but only have sexual interest in girls and only have wet dreams about guys.
Whoa. Oh.
Wow.
Huh.
Oh, that's so interesting. But cool.
That's a lot to wrap your brain around.
And just for anybody who's listening who doesn't know what pansexual is, pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity. So they're saying that they have sexual interest in girls but only have wet dreams about guys.
I know, obviously I know what a wet dream is, but you're aware of wet dreams? Like, you're that cognizant of them?
Oh, yeah. I remember mine.
Oh, wow. Okay, sure.
All the time.
Really?
Wait, all the time? Wait, do you still? I don't really have wet dreams.
I don't know if I have them anymore. Do you stop having them at a certain age?
I don't know. I think it varies depending on person. It's not like, I don't think everyone stops having them at certain ages. I still have wet dreams, but not often. I'll say I have wet dreams.
Confess your mess.
It's not even a mess. I'm just confessing. It's just a thing.
I literally cannot remember the last time.
Can't either. I'm actually, and you just turned 30. I don't remember the last time I've had a wet dream.
Yeah, it's also fascinating that this person is turned on in wet dreams by one sort of gender, and then turned on in real life by another.
I'd be very curious to see if they've attempted or tried to be intimate with a male, kind of like you were saying earlier, like, oh, you thought this would be fun or whatever. You thought this would be like
attractive,
but you found out it wasn't. Like,
But they identify as pansexual, so maybe they have had experiences with...
I don't know. That's interesting.
This is very interesting.
I have so many questions.
Have you? Are you? Do you both identify as gay or bisexual or gay?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a moment in your life where you're like, maybe I'm bisexual? Or did you like, because I know when I came out, I was like, yeah, mom, I'm bisexual. I was very, very gay.
Yeah.
But it was like sort of like easing her into the whole thing.
Right. I came out as bi and my mom looked at me and was like, are you sure? She's like, are you sure you're not?
She's like, very sus.
And I'm like, I don't know, mom. I don't know. And then it was like a month later, I'm like, yeah, I'm gay.
I mean, I would say like the thoughts of being bi, happened before I came out. When I came out, I was like, yeah, I'm gay, because I had just tried to like make it work with women, and the last three just, I was like, this is just not working for me. Yeah. It's super unfair. So
we
I was
both
like,
grew
yeah,
up
we're not going to do this again.
Like religious backgrounds, and
I'm the son of a preacher.
Yeah, and my sister got religious and crazy recently.
Yeah,
yeah.
What?
I said my sister got religious and crazy recently, so we're going through that right now.
Really?
Actually.
Oh my god!
Does she still live in Ohio?
No, she's married now, and she's just sort of changed her views in recent years, and we're in a really weird spot, and it's odd, but so we don't think she's coming to the wedding, which is difficult, but it is what it is.
Not come.
It's to a don't think now.
Did you ask yours to not come to the wedding?
No, I offered for everyone to come. I have seven siblings, so very Midwest. Wow. And two of them didn't come to the wedding. One actively attempted to. So my crazy religious sister attempted to tell the others that they shouldn't go because of.
They actually sent packages to all the members in the family, including my parents, that had Bibles in them with like a 27-page report on how homosexuality is wrong and how they can't go to the wedding.
And if they go to the wedding, it's, you know,
bad for them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. That's a whole nother extreme.
And how long?
So I was like, well, they're for sure not coming. And then I had another one that was like, they like never said, it was so weird. They never said yes or no to me until his dad at my graduation party from dental school was like, oh, well, you know, because we got married like a month after that. He was like, oh, we'll see you at the wedding. And then they were actually, we're not going to be there. And that was the first time I'd ever heard of it.
I am so sorry. How long have you guys been married now?
3 years.
3 years together for seven.
Oh my gosh.
How do you process that? Like real talk. I just want to get real for a minute, because we're kind of going through a little bit of that right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously with my sister. But how do you process like knowing that? Because I think it's hard when you get to the point, because my sister's turning point or not turning point. Cause she's kind of been this way for a few years, but I thought we'd move past it and we were good.
Yeah.
And we were out to dinner a couple months back for my birthday. She was in town, and the topic came up because we just picked out my wedding ring that day. And so I was excited to tell her about it.
For sure.
And that was the thing that sort of triggered her being like, well, I can't be there. I'll cry and I'll be devastated. And that was like, wait, what? I didn't know. So like, how do you process that? I'm asking for real advice right now.
So it was all like a slow burn for me, because when I came out, the Bible came out for like an hour and a half. So it was like I had that experience right when I came out, and I knew they were never cool with it. And the oldest one was very active about it, right? The one who sent all the letters and things like that. And then the other ones were just sort of like to themselves about it. The other ones that didn't come to the wedding. So I knew that it was like on their radar multiple times, because even before we got engaged, they had sent us an email or something about
being like
very
things.
Specific about how we interacted around Christmas because of their kids, and like being like too touchy feely or whatever around their kids because they don't want to have that discussion with them yet, or
we
they
basically
don't
had to like
them to it,
keep so, it under the wraps that we were even together. Like was, I was just Michael's friend. And we couldn't really lead on that we were together for a few years over Christmas.
So, it was a long
but I think
process.
Like with that, it's like, you know, coming out it just goes to show that you never stop coming out, and there will be moments where these big surprises will come up where it's like, whoa, I thought we were cool and this was like we were good, and now all of a sudden you're coming out again and having to try to defend yourself and explain. And
yeah, and then when they sent that letter, it was before I graduated, and I told them that they couldn't come to my graduation because they had sent that letter like months previous, and I was like, yeah, we're just like, we're not good, we're not cool, like I need some space. So a lot of it was just like lack of communication. They live pretty far away from us. I didn't want to do anything like, you know, like retribution or anything, you know. It was just sort of like, I either need space or like an apology, and then, or we just need to come to an understanding you don't discuss my sexuality like anymore, you know.
Yeah, it's off the table as it should be. Where do you find the courage then to be so public with your relationship and document your travels as a queer married couple? Were you concerned at first? Did you have anxiety about that? Because I feel like sometimes I'm in a generation, as I am 41, I'm not that much older, but things were very, very different for me than they were for him. Mm-hmm. You know, just 10 years difference is a world of difference in like the life of a queer person. And so it's taken me sort of more recently being very, very comfortable with a lot of this stuff, right? How did you guys navigate sort of like putting your relationship out there for the first time?
I think it naturally happened because we, like, the way we met was through YouTube, because we were both on there doing video blogs and both kind of like early stages of influencer back then. And so I put up my coming out story because I felt like that I owed it to my audience to be truthful and authentic and candid about my sexuality at that point. And then he did the same. And so through our coming out videos, we were able to connect on that. And that basically was the start of our relationship. So from the very beginning, it was kind of like out there that we're both gay, and we both started dating. And so I don't think we ever had a chance to even like date under wraps.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of, beginning. I think a lot of positive things came out of his video, obviously. And then I got a lot of positive feedback on mine. And so I think at that point in time, I mean, I was older, I was 24. This was what, 2014, you know, so.
But for me, from like the beginning,
different than, know, like 2000 or something, you know, so I think we just got I had a lot of like positive vibes come from it. So that made me like more comfortable to continue like posting stuff about it. Obviously there's a lot of, stuff out there still, but I think being older, you know, if I was like 17 or something and I came out and I saw like 3 hate comments, like maybe I would be just like less confident about stuff. But I just think with, being older, I think, you know, you just sort of are like, nah, this is me and I'm okay with that. And like, these people are just angry adults because they're just angry adults. And I don't know. I think you just sort of accept.
Do you ever find, is it easier when they're strangers or family? And I know you would think it's always easier, you know, when it's a stranger, but sometimes you ever catch a stranger just catches you on a bad day and you're like, wow, why does that affect me so deeply? And like, what do you wish you could say to people who still have this opinion about you, whether it's a complete stranger or maybe even your own family? What would you like to say to them?
So for me,
I was thinking some bad words.
honestly, for me, it's like, I almost feel a little bit bad for them. Like, I'm like, oh, how like that must be frustrating to have so much animosity towards this people group that you feel the need to like put that on the internet, and like what's going on internally that rage or that like hatred has to like be externally given to somebody, you know? I'm like, so what's going on with, I always feel bad because I'm like, wow, they must have.
I also just try to write it off because I mean, like if they have stuff going on, it has nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing to do with who I am.
Yeah, and it's never like, my job.
I never have to even address it because it's like that's not me. That's your problem, and I don't need to get myself involved in that.
Yeah, and it's not my job to like change you through the internet. I think we tried. I think at first we'd gone in the comment section and we had like typed back and forth.
Being little warriors.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
I was like, no, you can't. I mean, you can't change people, you know.
It's a losing battle.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh, okay, well, let's just put out positive vibes and, like, you know, try and put out what we want in the world. And then,
yeah, vibes.
And then hopefully,
yay, vibes.
Hopefully, then, you know, that wins out.
No, totally. Listen, this has got real quick. It's queer relationships that we're talking about today. So
for sure. I took my edible, remember, and I'm sitting here and I'm just like, whoa, this is starting to be a downer. But no, definitely great advice. And even though for us, we're there's definitely a generation gap because he's 9.5 years older. For me, there was a comfortability in expressing myself. Once I did come out, expressing myself in a way that I can inspire others to be themselves and be more authentic and not be ashamed. However, where I will say, regardless of our generational gap, because of my background with a pastor as a father mm-hmm. and a mom who's Jamaican and it's a Pentecostal family and just overly religious, mm-hmm. I still didn't feel like just because it was 2012 when I came out that because the world might have been more accepting, still within my family, I feel like I still had to navigate a lot with that.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people experience that. I mean, yeah. The world might be more accepting at large. But your community, the people that you interact with on a daily basis, are still very much the same.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got one more secret left.
One more. And then we have Michael and Matt's secret, which we're very excited to hear. Okay. So this one is anonymous male. I secretly want to live in a post coming out world.
Hmm. Oh, that's really nice.
Indeed. Oh, that's.
I publicly want to live in a post coming out.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
So many people in this younger generation are like, don't even address it. We don't need to address it. Mm-hmm. Let it be what it be. But that's not how I was raised. Every single, in my generation, every single film or TV show, there's like a big grand coming out. It was the Ellen coming out on her show years ago over a mic at an airplane terminal. Like that was how you came out. It was a big dramatic thing. And it's changed so quickly, though.
Yeah, I think that it can't be black and white. There has to be space for both because we aren't in a post coming out world. Real talk, and there's still many issues that we're facing in our communities. And I think, you know, if you really let's take my niece, for example, who I love so much. And we were hanging out with her in New York when we went to visit, and she was talking to us about queer issues. And she's like, yeah, not even issues, just queer. Being queer, mm-hmm. and she talked about, yeah, my friend's non-binary, and like she's almost 16. She just turned 15.
No, she's 15.
Still. Oh, she turned 16 next year.
Okay.
But she's almost 16, and just hearing the way she talks about these things, you can see like it's just a completely different generation. However, I do think there's still space for coming out because it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Just because people are more accepting now and we've made a lot of progress, there's still people who need to see that coming out. Because how am I going to navigate coming out to my religious family? How am I going to navigate coming out in this small town community? I can see all these things on TV. I can see my favorite influencers or vloggers, and they're living their life. But within the space that I'm in right now, where it doesn't necessarily feel safe, or in this country that I'm in, how do I navigate that? And that's where I think
most kids are not living in euphoria. They're going to school with Love Victor. They're not like that's not the reality for most kids.
Right.
And I mean, that's why I think Glee was so revolutionary. Glee took place 20 minutes from my hometown in Lima, Ohio. And I remember Chris Colfer coming out to his dad, the character who played his dad on the show, and just bawling my eyes out because I was like, Lima, that's like where I'm from. And this it was so true. Like his dad's like a mechanic. And like he's having this conversation, his dad's just crying and like angry. And that's the reality for a lot of kids coming out still.
I think it's just so important to see those stories like on Glee and whatnot, because it does. It gives people a sense of hope, especially in areas where they might be in an unaccepting family or have unaccepting neighbors. And being able to see yourself outside of those circles and see that there's something beyond that. That's why I started posting online to begin with. That's how Michael and I met. That's why we continued to post and share our stories, because me seeing those stories when I was younger is what brought me through to enable myself to live a life past that. To me, it's so important to share stories and to put that out into the world. So that's, I think, one of the biggest great things about the internet.
Yeah, and I always think I think that's so powerful too to share, because I think a lot of times people can see us and we look super confident and like we're like doing all these things, or we live in these big cities and like they, you know, they think there's this like, oh, it's so easy for them, or
yeah,
you know, because they live in Los Angeles, they live in Portland or whatever. But like to know like some of the backstory and be like, nah, this is like where I came from, and like this is not this was not an easy road, but like we're navigating it. I think that's really like, yeah, cool for kids that might be in like similar situations.
No, I adore you guys. You guys remind me so much of my friends, Joe and Joey. They've been together for like 15 years. They're married now. They're adorable. They live in New York City.
J&J, Eminem.
J&J. Wow. We need to be friends. Game night.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. All right. So before we get into your secret, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to have you confess your mess.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, welcome back to Confess Your Mess. Y'all, it got real, and I'm very happy that it got real. I feel like these conversations, we have a lot of fun on this podcast, but Adrian and I, we have, I can never say the word, depth.
Depth?
Depth.
Depth. He can't say the word depth. It's a whole thing. But yeah, no, it's important. And also, we're doing, literally, this episode is queer relationships and travel. And also, like queer relationships are so beautiful and deserve to be celebrated and deserve to be showcased. And just like every other relationship on earth. And if you can't understand that, there's not space for you in our lives. You know what I mean? Like, it really does come down to that sometimes. And it's unfortunate that a couple of your siblings weren't able to come to your wedding. It's really unfortunate that my sister is not coming to ours. You know, that breaks my heart. But he fills my heart more than she breaks it. So that's where I'm going. I'm going to stick with that.
Oh my God. You know how Target has all those friend quotes? Can we like get somebody, commission somebody on Etsy or something? He fills my heart. Wait, what'd you say?
More than she breaks it.
More than she breaks it.
Yeah, let's just not. But that's a real.
What if we change it today? What if he fills my heart more than they? Oh my God, he fills my heart more than they break it. Tell me, y'all wouldn't put that on your wall. That can refer to anybody. He fills my heart more than they break it.
What if we just had one that said he fills me?
There, yes, he fills my tank, my booty tank,
my bussy,
my bussy.
Okay,
all right, now it's. It's that time of the show. You've made it through some of our confessions from our messengers. They've revealed their secrets. We've laughed. We've cried. We've given some advice.
We've had therapy.
We've had some therapy.
Every episode. Yeah.
This was therapy for me. So thank you for that, fellas. But now it is time. Let's start with who wants to start?
I feel like I have one that might go deep again. And Matthew has one that's more funny.
Okay.
Should we end with funny?
We'll end with funny. So let's start with our dentist, our in-house dentist, Dr. Michael. It's time for you to confess your mess.
Okay, so you remember that religious sister who wouldn't come to our wedding and like wrote letters and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so when I was 17, I met this German boy who was in my town literally just for the summer to learn English.
Ooh.
So I would go they had kids at the time. I would like go babysit, whatever. He and I became really close friends, and he like would hang out with all my friends. Anyways, like he went with me to their house, and we would go on these like walks, and like nothing was said. I was straight, he was straight, and then one night he was like asked me if I'd ever kissed like a boy, and I was like no. And then he was like, "Oh, you should try it," and so then we did, and then we didn't stop for like 3 months. until he flew back to Germany. Meanwhile, my sister that you were saying your sister turned recently, right? That sister was an atheist. He was actually religious. He like talked to them about God. They all of a sudden, like a year later, were like evangelical free, whatever.
Oh gosh.
And I don't think they know.
He's gay,
and he was like my first like gay relationship, and we like kindled that all kind of like near at their house.
Wait, he's the reason why they now believe.
So a Christian German boy,
Christian gay German boy
mm-hmm. who was staying mm-hmm. with your now evangelical sister who wouldn't come to your wedding and tried to stop your wedding, was your first gay relationship. Uh-huh. And he's also the reason that your sister became an evangelical
and didn't come to the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
That's a full circle moment.
They like still talk about him, and I don't think they know that he's gay.
Oh, they definitely don't know if they still talk about him.
Send him this pod, please. Maybe I'll learn to stop being such hateful a-holes. That's a direct quote from me. Oh my gosh. Wow. But here's the thing. Whenever people have such intense reactions to people being homosexual or something other than what they deem normal, there's a reason. There's something bubbling below the surface that they hate, and it usually has nothing to do with you. Yeah, it usually says way more about them, like you said, about themselves, than it says about you. That's fascinating. My sister, the same sister speaking on this, same sister was going down a really dark path years ago. And making a lot of really bad choices. And
it's not our fault that she was going down the dark path.
We invited her to church with us.
Yeah, it's our fault she's now.
The gay couple. Yeah. I said, here's what you're going to do. She was making destructive choices. I said, you're going to get into therapy. You're going to stop drinking. And you're going to come to church with me tomorrow or I'm out of your life. It was bad.
Dang.
So we started going to church together. All of a sudden, we're both all in. I was like borderline atheist for 15 years. But he and I had been going to church together to appease his parents. To show them that we weren't going to burn in hell so that we could be a healthy gay couple, right?
Yeah, we walked into the church. We're still alive.
It didn't fall down. And we still go to church to this day. We're very much Christians. Well, she and I, years ago, got baptized together as adults. So try unpacking that every single time she comes at me and tells me she's judging me and doesn't want to come to the wedding. And I'm like, oh, I'm the reason that you have faith. I took you to church. And now, so if you don't think, I can relate. If you don't think, listen, literally God's so doing similar. God's doing something to me right now. I want to rebuke that because I did not create this, mm-hmm. but in a way I kind of did. And she took it and went a completely different direction. But yeah, I relate
literally
to that
same,
one.
Cause I think that the marriage was like, they were like fighting a lot and like blah, 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 blah. And things were a little bit rockier at that point. And then all of a sudden they went to church and like, that was something that they just like both were able to like latch onto mm-hmm. together. And then it was like full boom. 180, like, full 180. That it was so like my mom made her come tell me that she was an atheist. Like she had to come out to me that she was an atheist when I was like younger. And then it's like to the point where my mom's like, oh my gosh, like some of the stuff that they think and believe is just like a little bit too much. You know what I mean? Like just whew, total.
Oh, the extremes of it all.
I know.
Like, just love oh, people God. And just relax.
Yeah.
My brain's doing backflips.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's that one.
Thank God we're gonna end with the fun secret.
Yeah.
But that was definitely
travel.
He said what?
Oh yes.
Oh perfect. Okay, Matthew.
From the travel gaze.
It's time to confess your mess.
All right. Well, I don't know how I can top that one.
Well, we've already established that you don't top that one.
Messy. Yeah. I'll bottom that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I was on an airplane going from Spain to London, and this one is a poop story.
Oh, yes. I love a good poop story. Wet dreams and pooping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Ooh, I like that. Anyway, so I was on the plane. We had taken off and I like all of a sudden just really had to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I felt that pressure in my tummy and was like, something's going on. I need to go.
I know it well.
But we had our initial ascent like finished up with, and we were starting to level out. The seatbelt sign was still on, but I saw a couple people up walking around, and I thought, okay, this is the perfect time. I was in a middle seat, so I excused myself and was like, I just need to go to the bathroom. I ran back to the back of the plane, went into the lavatory, closed the door, and started doing my business. And all of a sudden I hear like a whole rapping on the door, just like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, what? Nobody knocks on a lavatory door. You know, you put the lock on and it clearly says locked on the other side. Just kind of freaked out. I unlocked the door, like peeked out while I'm on the toilet, just looking. Nobody was there. Closed the door, locked it again. And then not 10 seconds later, I hear the same rapping on the door. The lock unlatches and the door yanks open. And there is an angry flight attendant there. yelling at me in Spanish to get back to my seat. And I immediately took my pants and I shoved them right up into the poop and over, like, all over in my butt. And it was just everywhere. And I just excused myself back to my seat. I didn't even argue. I was just like, I'm so
poop
sorry.
Poop on your pants?
I had poop in my pants and I sat in the middle seat from Spain.
Oh my God. London,
and I am so sorry to the two people sitting next to me.
Oh my God.
And I didn't get up for the rest of the flight. I just sat in my own shit.
And then... wait, okay, so because I when you were telling this story, I was just imagining, oh God, he's in the middle seat, so he's gonna have to walk past, and the thing is, like, your butt,
you smell it, it's right eye level.
Ew. Yeah, I mean, not judging, I'm not judging,
but why was the flight attendant so anxious to get you back in your seat?
So I was like, I don't speak Spanish, I don't understand what you're saying. And she just pointed at me and said, you ask me before going to the bathroom.
Oh.
So I guess I wasn't supposed to be up out of my seat. I mean, this, okay, I'm not going to be in the airline, but it was a budget airline, okay?
Oh, yeah, well, that's what you get.
How old were you when this happened?
I was 21.
Okay. Mm. We got to be more assertive. Yeah.
Ew. At that point,
like, as soon as she opened the door, the poop was done. Like, the poop was in the pants. Like, I had, because... I don't know. It was just a reflex. The door opened and my pants went up.
Oh, because you're trying to cover yourself up.
I was trying to cover myself up. I was like, don't look at my jeans.
So awkward. And I love every minute of that story.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That was, wow. Yes.
Well, you guys want to thank you so much. Where can our listeners go follow you? What are you guys working on right now? We have any travel adventures coming up? What's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so you can follow us at Michael and Matt on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
At Michael and Matt 1 on TikTok. MichaelandMatt.com.
And YouTube.com/Matthew Schuler. Because we still need to get that changed.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. In 2022. We're hoping to expand our family in 2022. So lots of exciting things coming up and happening.
Oh my gosh, a baby.
I hope so.
Maybe a baby.
We gotta figure it out. It's hard sometimes, you know, when you don't have like all the parts that need.
Yeah, it's expensive. I've been trying to put a baby in this one for like a decade now, and it has still not taken, but I will not quit.
It's not working.
I will persevere and I will keep giving it my all.
We're still trying.
Yes.
You're still trying.
I haven't given up yet.
Thank you so much. Before we let you go, each of you have to give us one quick takeaway of the day. What was your takeaway today?
Oh my God. Okay. My takeaway, honestly, from like the beginning of our conversation, that TLC means the Learning Channel. That's just a little negative info that I will forever carry with me, because before this, I thought it meant tender, loving care.
Now you know.
Oh my gosh.
So,
Dr. Michael, our dentist.
My takeaway is that, like, people are just so similar. Like, no matter where, we all grew up in like different corners, and like, I don't know. I just feel like we all share so many similarities. I'm sorry. I'm just like,
this is so sentimental.
I know. I'm all sentimental. Ooh. I'm not as like happy. And
it's like he's the me.
Yeah.
Aww. Aww.
So we'll frame a he feels me, and we'll give it to you, Matt.
Oh my Lord.
Or should we get t-shirts made? So Matt, we'll have t-shirts with the arrow that says he feels me, and then you guys will wear shirts and it says I feel him.
And we can wear him to Disneyland.
Listen, this podcast has run its course, ladies and gentlemen. We are done. Y'all, I do want to meet you in real life sometime, so let's stay connected. Let's go to Oregon. I've never been to Oregon, actually.
Me either. We have a guest room. We're sitting in it right now.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. We will DM you, because I literally said to him, why, like a month or so ago, I've never been to Oregon. I want to go there. It's one of the few states I've not visited just yet. Oh, so, and I love the Pacific Northwest.
Weed is legal in Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh,
yeah.
We will be there.
You guys, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye.
Confess Your Mess.
Confess Your Mess is a Straw Hut Media podcast produced by Ryan Tillotson and Frank Driscoll. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share.
And if you have a secret and want to share, go to confessyourmess.us to submit. Your secret could end up in the show.
Ooh.
Confess Your Mess.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.